Redemption. Purchase of God. Born of his spirit. I've been washed in his love. Submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior, I'm happy.
Are you happy today?
And blessed. You know what I'm doing? I'll be watching and waiting, looking above. I'm filled with his goodness. I showed up, been washed in his love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. I'll be praising my Savior all the day long. Let me say that chorus one more time. This is my story. This is my song. I'll be praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, yeah. This is my song. I'm going to praise my Savior. Let the church say amen. This is my story. I have but one story. This is my song.
Well,
your response today will indicate how long we be here. Amen. Let,
say to the folks on this side, I want to say, hear y'all say, hey, say amen.
Amen.
All right. That's right. I want those in the center, say amen.
Amen.
And those on this side, say amen.
Amen.
That means that they must want me to preach a short sermon today. There are a couple of things that we're going to do today. Amen. And so that we expedite time. But I cannot. I was in the back. I told Sister Ivory, I said, Sister Ivory, all I'm going to do is get up and sing a song and then dismiss. And she knew I was lying. But if you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Colossians, chapter 3. I have had a service or something, a meeting or something every day for about the last now 17 days. Look what Paul writes to this church at Colossae. I don't know how much preaching I'm going to do today, but I'm going to say some things. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. It says, for ye are you are dead. Your life is hid, praise God, with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then and only then shall ye also appear with him in glory. That's the end of the reading. I want to talk to us today. This is our young folk here today. And I'm speaking to all young folk today. Praise God. I want to talk about a new life in Christ. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. There is a new life in Christ Jesus. See, the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Colossae while he is locked up in a Roman jail. Colossae was a textile center located in the upper Lycus Valley in Western Asia Minor, which is today modern Turkey. Scripture tells us two places in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 4, chapter 2, verse 1, tells us that Paul never personally visited the church at Colossae. Therefore, we must assume that the gospel had reached Colossae in relationship to missionary activities that were supervised by Paul while he was in Ephesus. Some commentator says that Epaphras was the one who, from his meeting with Paul, went to Laodicea as well as to Colossae and shared the word of God with them. And praise God, and the rest is history. But Paul writes this letter to the church at Colossae because the people had been subjected to teachings that Paul considered to be subversive to the gospel and downright dangerous. to the faith. You see, there was some false teaching that was a mixture of Christian ideas, a mixture of Jewish ideas, a mixture of pagan ideas. And these false teachings contain ordinances, praise God, which said that certain foods and drinks were forbidden. They said that certain holidays, praise God, had to be observed. And they said that how the body had to be brought under control, praise God, by severe denial. Therefore, Paul writes this letter to emphasize, praise God, that Jesus Christ was sufficient for the total Christian life from the very beginning all the way to the end. So as we look at our text, Paul talks about this new life, praise God, in Christ Jesus. Let me ask a question, praise God, because we all brothers and sisters in here today, praise God. Let me ask a question. How many of us in here today are experiencing that new life in Christ Jesus? I'm taking my reading glasses off so I can see us. Amen. Let me ask that question again. How many of us in here today are experiencing that new life that is in Christ Jesus? Amen. You see, when we talk about this new life that's in Christ Jesus, there are just two things I want us to notice from our text today. And that is, praise God, that when we enjoy this new life in Christ, there are some things that we, as born-again believers, praise God, we have to do. That's why I wanted to see a show of hands. Praise God. You see, the very first thing that we see if we're experiencing this new life in Christ is that we need to seek those things which are of Christ. In other words, those things which are above. Amen. It's in the text. Verse 1 says, if ye then been risen with Christ. Let me see some hands again. Let me see the hands of everybody who's been baptized in here. Amen. That looked like 100%. Praise God. It says that if ye then been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. In other words, those things where Christ sits on the right hand of God. You see, when we look at that word seek, and its Greek definition, it means to try to find. It means to search for. It means to try to get. It means to aim at. It means to try. It means that we must make some attempt to get it, praise God. So Paul begins this verse by saying, if we have been risen with Christ.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Bankwood Highway, Alexander, Louisiana, 71302. We'll be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you can contact them at 318-445-4875. Till next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church Radio Broadcast.
Tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus.
Jesus.
That's what we call.